Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Good morning, Steve and Ted in the morning. Steve McIntosh, Ted Woodward. 39 degrees here at 6:30. President Trump's former campaign chairman, Paul Manafort, has been sentenced to significant prison time.
Paul Manafort was sentenced to 73 months in prison in a Washington, D.C. case. He's also facing time behind bars for a case in Virginia. California Democrat Senator Dianne Feinstein calls Manafort's punishment appropriate.
I think 7 years is a substantial and certainly adequate sentence.
Republican Senate Judiciary Chairman Lindsey Graham of South Carolina says justice is being served.
This is a man close to 70. He's going to be punished for his crimes, and a seven-plus-year sentence is probably a pretty good chunk of reasonable life expectancy. In that regard, it's a tough sentence, and some will say it's not tough enough. But from my point of view, the court's worked.
On Capitol Hill, Mike Emanuel, Fox News.
Plenty of rain in the Wichita area in recent days. The city's director for public works and utilities, Alan King, says that means there are some streets carrying more water than usual.
That's putting a stress on our drainage systems, particularly with a lot of grounds being still fairly impervious with the freezing and what have you that had gone on. So there's no surprise that we're finding some localized places where water is standing on the roads. We consider this to be what's nuisance flooding.
City road crews have been going through town, making sure all the drainage inlets are clear for water going into the storm water system. Sometimes those inlets get clogged with leaves, trash, or other debris.
A Northeast Kansas hospital run by an embattled health management company has shut down operations after struggling for months without enough funds to pay its employees or buy medication and food for patients.
The city of Horton's only medical provider, Horton Community Hospital, closed on Tuesday. Residents will now have to travel 12 miles to Hiawatha for medical care. The hospital's chief of staff, Dr. Richard Brown, said the closure didn't come as a surprise. Hospital staff said they had to negotiate with city officials to keep the lights on at the hospital, which faced mounting overdue bills. The hospital was transferred to iHealthcare after being managed by Empower HMS, which is associated with other Kansas hospitals that have struggled to pay their bills. Dan O'Neill, KNSS News.
A former emergency responder in Jackson County in northeast Kansas has been sentenced to 5 years on federal probation for stealing morphine from vials. U.S. Attorney Stephen McAllister says 33-year-old Colby Van Wagner of Mayetta was sentenced Tuesday. Prosecutors say Van Wagner replaced morphine with saline solution while working for the Jackson County Emergency Medical Service in Holton.
A man has been arrested for trying to threaten Google over his YouTube account being shut down.
Police in Mountain View, California say 33-year-old Kyle Long of Waterville, Maine, drove cross-country to confront Google over his YouTube account being shut down. Officers were tipped off about Long's alleged plans to threaten Google by Iowa State Patrol, who say he got into a minor car accident, was suspected of vandalizing a gas station bathroom, and had three baseball bats in his car. Turns out Long's wife, not Google, deleted the account. Google has yet to respond. Long was taken into custody 2 miles from Google's headquarters, booked on suspicion of making criminal threats, and held on a $25,000 bail. Kristen Goodwin, Fox News.
Well, if you're looking for a great place to live, and who isn't? A new study says you should think outside the U.S.
They factored in recreation, housing, transportation, the economy, education, public and medical services, and the social and political environments. A global consulting firm ranking the best cities in the world to live, Mercer, not a fan of the United States. For the 10th year in a row, Vienna, Austria is number one. Zurich, Switzerland is second. That's followed by Auckland, New Zealand, Vancouver, and Munich. In fact, Germany had three cities in the top 10. The United States shut out of the top spots. Congratulations to San Francisco for rallying in at number 34. Boston and Honolulu followed. New York City came in 44th, followed by Seattle, Chicago, and Washington, D.C. The worst cities in the world to live, Baghdad, Iraq, the capital of Yemen, and Port-au-Prince, Haiti. Kevin Battle, Fox News.
Let's take a look at the forecast now with KNSS staff meteorologist Dan Holliday. Good morning, Dan.
Good morning. We will be windy and cooler in Wichita today with widespread clouds, a few afternoon scattered showers, our high 45, with strong winds gusting up to 45 miles per hour from the northwest. Tonight we see a break in the clouds as drier air moves in, our low a chilly 29, sunny and 48 for the high tomorrow. For the weekend, Saturday's high 57. I'm KNSS meteorologist Dan Holliday.
A ferret that likes French fries, and we'll talk about that in a minute here. It's 6:35 with Steve and Ted. What about it? I like a good ferret story. You can find one in Banning, California. By the way, it's cloudy now and 39 degrees. Animal control officers caring for a brown and white ferret that was found abandoned outside City Hall. The weasel-like animal was discovered in a crate with a pile of French fries. The choice of food apparently was no accident.
You can usually find many weasel-like animals around any City Hall.
Yeah. Video released by Animal Services officials show the ferret chowing down on the fries. Meanwhile, the person who owned the ferret may face a side order of justice. California law prohibits ownership of ferrets, and whoever left it behind could face a misdemeanor charge abandoning a pet. Well, if you can't own it, how can it be a pet?
Yeah.
Right?
You just you get in court and say, it's not my ferret.
Yeah. Get you a good ferret-like lawyer in court, and you'll be okay with that. A lawyer for Apollo 11 moonwalker Buzz Aldrin says the legal fight over whether Aldrin is competent to manage his affairs is over. Attorney Keith Durkin says two of Aldrin's adult children have withdrawn their petition seeking guardianship of Aldrin's affairs, and the former astronaut has dropped his civil lawsuit against his children and former manager. Aldrin had accused them of financial shenanigans and slandering him. The 89-year-old Aldrin says in a statement that the end of the legal fighting will help restore family harmony. Right. Aldrin sued his children after they filed a petition saying their father was suffering from delusions and paranoia. Apparently, he's got enough presence of mind to sue him back and get his way in court. So, yeah, that Thanksgiving coming up at the Aldrins ought to be a good one this year.
Obviously, some issues with that family.
Yeah. Wow. You had a story, Ted, with Alan King there, utilities director here in Wichita, about the drainage problems in some places, and I noticed that in Riverside.
Oh, yeah.
When it rained. It hadn't rained for a while, you know.
And one of those really good rains, yeah.
Yeah. And
of course, then when it does, all those inlets fill up with a bunch of leaves and branches and blech.
Well, and just in the Riverside area, I got my front yard straightened out with leaves and pine needles, but not the backyard yet. And a lot of people haven't had a chance to clean that up over the winter. So, yeah, I saw some of the leaves crowding down there, you know, around the drainage places.
Oh, yeah.
The little, what do they call it?
The inlets.
Oh, yeah. I guess that's what you call it.
The drains.
The drain, the pipe there or whatever. So I saw some of that. Witnessed that. Yeah, that's a problem.
And then the water starts piling up on the streets that everybody's driving on. And,
right. Yeah. Haven't seen that water for a while.
Not for a while, but maybe we can dry out for a little bit here.
I got word that our boss, Jackie Wise, her physician, was teasing her a little bit about the fact that, well, her doctor is Dr. Terry Ernst.
Mm-hmm.
I've never met Dr. Ernst, but apparently she told Jackie that we'd been saying some rather negative things about Jackie on the radio. And I said, oh, no.
That's not true.
No, boss. And so anyway, Dr. Ernst, we can assure you that everything is said in the best, the most positive way. I mean, I think the worst thing I've ever said is I said some comment about Jackie parking her broom by the front door when she comes to work every day. Is that bad?
But you claim you said that in the best possible way.
In a loving way. Now, we said some really nice things about her. I think that was in March of 2016, I believe we said something nice about Jackie, but
you got it documented somewhere.
Here's our boss. Dr. Ernst, don't be too upset about us because we're just Just trying to make a living here. 6:38 now with Steve and Ted. We never tease Tom Leffler of Leffler Commodities. He's just a man.
Gosh, no.
He's a serious person. Good morning, Tom.
Good morning, gentlemen. After the previous two sessions of large losses, the cattle complex Wednesday traded mixed and closed mixed. The feeder cattle futures had the most downside. Box beef prices are still working higher, and cash cattle trade developed in Kansas and Texas yesterday at 127. The lean hog futures all closed positive except for the April contract. And new contract highs were made in lean hogs from the August 2019 contract all the way out to April of 2020. On the close yesterday, April live cattle, 2 cents higher, 126.67. April feeder cattle, 27 cents lower, 144.12. And April lean hog, 17 lower, 63.47. Now, Wednesday, the wheat futures were unable to find follow through to the upside after the strong positive close that took place on Tuesday. The wheat closed negative, and the corn and soybeans closed on the positive side. An unconfirmed rumor that China was buying 3 million metric tons of our U.S. corn helped support the corn and beans yesterday. At the moment, the May KC wheat's up 2 3/4 at 439.5. May corn's up 0.25 at 366 3/4, while May soybeans are down 1 3/4 at 899 1/4. April crude oil trading 20 cents lower, 58.06. April gold, $12.10 lower, 1,297.20. The June S&P, 3 1/4 points lower, 28.16 1/4, while March dollar index is 28 cents higher at 96.79. And June Dow Jones futures, 43 points lower, 25,726. For commodity trading or ag marketing advisory, contact Leffler Commodities on the phone or on the web by using 866-GO-TO-TOM.
Tom, I just looked at the KNSS Weather Center radar, and it appeared that maybe a little old thunders or a little shower came through your area here the last few minutes. Is that true?
I haven't seen anything.
Okay. Well, maybe
and the wind's not blowing near as bad as it was yesterday.
Oh, wasn't that something? Wow. The wind was terrible yesterday.
Yes.
Okay. That didn't blow you away, though, did it?
Heck no. I was smart enough to stay inside.
Good idea. Good idea. All right. Thank you, Tom.
Thank you.
641, Steve and Ted. Now, tomorrow is the 44th annual Original Blarney Breakfast.
That's tomorrow.
Yeah, it's tomorrow from 6 to 9:30 at Old Chicago East, Kellogg and Rock. Tickets available at Old Chicago in advance or rainbowsunited.org at the door. And I'm going to be there tomorrow. Ted, and we'll be doing part of our show from Old Chicago tomorrow for the 44th annual Blarney Breakfast.
Awesome.
641 now, Steve and Ted. Coming up, Don Grant, CFP, the Money Tracker, predicting unpredictable health care costs. Don's on the way, Steve and Ted in the morning on KNSS.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.